right, Friday morning, Gareth Cliff Show on The Real Network. Good morning. I hope your 2025 is off to an excellent start. Right out of the starting blocks, we have hit the road running with all of the other horrible little payoff lines that people are using at this time of year. Have you noticed? Oh, yeah. You say to someone, how's it going? No, good. Are you back at work? You're really hit the road running, eh? Like you're in accounting.
Are people still saying Happy New Year to you?
No.
See, I have Larry David opinions on this. Like,
there's a cutoff.
There's an expiry. In law, they say something prescribes after a certain amount of time, right? So if you're still saying Happy New Year to people after the 10th,
I think after the 7th, get a weekend.
You reckon? Just off, 7
off
days.
After the 7th, yes. That's it.
I'm willing to. Today's the 10th, so I'm willing to. Today's the moratorium. No more Happy New Year. You know, even if it's someone you haven't seen since last year, that's their fault. They haven't been around for the Happy New Year. They don't get it.
Yeah.
You know?
I just think I hope the year started well for you. Not Happy New Year. New Year. How was the festive season?
Yeah, it's enough. 10 days is a long time.
It's a very long time. Guys, I reckon 7.
Say hi.
Can we make it 7?
Finish and start. Like, why are we talking about, what did you get up to for Christmas? No, I don't want to tell you anymore. Like, I'm good. I'm great. Like,
especially those of us who've been back at work for a week. You get back next week, Monday, and you're all like, oh, Happy New Year. What did you get for Christmas?
Oh, it's like been 3 weeks, bro. Relax. I'm worried about January and making it through the month. Okay? Please.
All right. Well, you know what to not say to the three of us. Okay. The grumpiest fucking people in the whole world this morning.
It's just like Gareth, we've hit the ground running, okay?
We've hit the road running. Yeah. What was the other thing someone said to me the other day? It's like, oh, yeah, no, we've already shifted it to fifth gear. I'm like, you're replying to emails. I know what you do for a living. You're doing fucking nothing. You've sat in three meetings and you replied to the emails that you left from December that you hadn't got around to.
You're circling back to a circle back.
It's busy, eh? It's busy, eh? Oaks, I can't believe the year started already.
Shut up, kind regards. Shut up.
Right, exactly. Okay, so before we get to our guests for the morning, three important things we need to do.
Guests, as in plural.
No, we got a guest.
Oh.
A magician. I got a magician coming in.
Wow.
No. So, Afghanistan?
Yes.
You're going to explain Blake Lively's court case with me?
Yes.
I also need to understand Accrington Stanley a little better before you leave, Ben. This is very important. We're here to learn, everybody. This is how we improve.
So Accrington Stanley are taking on Liverpool this weekend.
Yes.
So, you know, in football, all those guys make so much money. That's why you get like people who are slow adults with really attractive women a lot of the time. And they have the flashy cars and like it all falls down. So those guys get paid millions every single week. Accrington Stanley, the entire team, guess what the entire team is worth?
Tell me.
£3.2 million.
That's a lot of money.
The entire team.
That's a lot of money though.
For football. No.
Oh, come on.
It's peanuts.
Gareth.
It's peanuts.
They're playing against Liverpool, right? There'll be a guy with like one guy who'll make it in a week.
£3.2 million.
It's like the entire team. So you know, I said it'd be like quite a working class team. How cool are some of these names? Billy Crellin, Michael Kelly, Liam Isherwood, Aaron Pickles, Josh Smith, Charlie Brown, Liam Coyle.
Who's D-Lab?
Hey, there's a Kumbeni.
I know, but okay. So this is where it gets a little bit more exotic. They have, I think, two guys from Nigeria. They've got a guy from Singapore.
Ew. Okay,
Sonny El-Jafri. Is he in the mix?
He's not on the starting lineup.
Well, anyway, Accrington Stanley, more cosmopolitan than I thought.
Okay.
But yes, let's talk about Afghanistan.
Sure.
All right. So Accrington Stanley, we've learned something we didn't know.
£3.2 million in their entire squad. That's just what those Oaks, the Liverpool guys, will spend on cocaine probably this weekend after the game.
Yeah.
It's economies of scale, call it what you want. It's going to be a classic. This is what makes the FA Cup so beautiful.
Okay, I'm sold. I've now got a new team to support, even if it's nominally.
They won't just get past the third
people
round.
Ask me.
Third round's like their pinnacle, like that's the Everest.
Okay, Afghanistan, speaking of like your Everest, I mean, they're a pretty good cricketing nation. They're not horrific.
No, they're pretty good.
So we know that the country itself is an absolute clusterfuck. We know that basically Afghanistan, you can tell someone's rich in Afghanistan because their house is made of newer rubble than someone whose house is made of older rubble.
Or they've got an American house that Biden gave them.
Yeah, you have to chew rocks for nutrition, cover up your women. I mean, I'm for this segment, while you start introducing Afghanistan to us, I'm just going to grab something, just cover Simpiwe, because I don't want Afghanistan to block
to have
this.
To see her.
No, yeah. No, I don't want Afghanistan to have to block this conversation we're about to have about Afghanistan, all right?
So, go ahead. So yesterday, I think it was Gaten McKenzie's department put together this long-winded sort of ex post about how there's been calls to boycott the matches between the Proteas and Afghanistan and the ICC Champions Trophy. So this is like a very politic kind of thing to do because we've already played them and there wasn't the big uproar. So why now is it now a thing? Sorry. Okay. You should have done this earlier, James. You're the worst producer ever.
There's no
can't have an uncovered woman in the studio while I talk about Afghanistan.
Yeah, the Ice Imperial looks like she belongs in Afghanistan. You can't see her at all. Simpiwe, stick your hand out so we know you're there.
Okay, that's been for too long.
No, it's perfect. All right.
So in sports,
Afghanistan, huh?
So in a sporting sense, you get banned and boycott of all kinds of things, and I get it. But Afghanistan's been given a free pass.
Okay.
All the things you just spoke about in the first hour are horrific, right?
Yeah, sure.
So whether it's a race, sex, whatever thing, they are being so marginalized in that country. Every other team who plays under the ICC, which isn't the International Criminal Court, it's the International Cricket Council.
Oh.
They have to promote women's cricket. We have the Women's World Cups. We have all these things. They won't even send women to school. So how are they allowed to now be part of this if they won't even do that? So these oaks get a free pass. And I tell you what it comes down to, because those oaks are all the same. They want Afghanistan to be part of these tournaments because it looks cool for diversity, right? Just like Bangladesh, who no one gives a shit about. Those oaks were thrown into the mix. They offer nothing. I mean, the most famous thing about Bangladesh is all those train memes where there's like a million people on them.
Yes.
They don't really do much in cricket, okay? And people don't really want to go tour there. Pakistan are only now going to be hosting cricket again. So they need someone like Afghanistan. It's so cool. Like it's a Cinderella story. But it's not, though, because the country's shit. So when South Africa was going through apartheid, everyone was just piling on them, right? It's all wrong. This is horrible. It's an injustice. And those guys couldn't play. They couldn't go anywhere. So why do these guys get to play? I think it's a massive double standard. It's absolute bullshit. But if the ICC don't have the backbone to do this, then we must go in and we must be shitty to them. Play cricket against them, beat them, and like just sledge the fuck out of them.
Yeah. I would do that.
Because it always goes back.
I don't think none of the wives and girlfriends will go with on this trip, will they?
Take the wives and girlfriends. Get them to dress extra slutty, whatever it is.
You want people
to
be killed?
Fuck you, Afghanistan. We've got
lives. You want people to be killed? Heaven, no.
No, but literally. It's like, as soon as your husband hits a six, you go, fuck you. Make it like that.
Do that at your own risk. You don't love your life.
These guys have got no leverage over us, okay? There's such bullshit. Like, teams get boycotted all the time. And then they get tossed out.
Yeah.
Because they want the diversity card over and over again.
Ugh.
They have no place in world cricket if they're going to be like this. They treat women terribly. It is such hypocrisy where we go, Protea, fire, women, all this kind of stuff. But yes, we're taking on Afghanistan. Like, don't play this.
Yeah, we have that pink ball series, especially over this shit, don't we?
Okay, so like another example, SA20. Rashid Khan is from Afghanistan. He's the captain of the MI Indian of Cape Town.
Okay.
Cape Town team.
Okay.
Okay. So now, if we are so hell bent on having these morals towards these things and women's rights, how is your captain from Afghanistan?
At least be consistent.
Be consistent. Right. We're either going to do nothing or we must do everything. All this fence sitting is absolute bullshit. Like this, like everything he stands for is against what we stand for women's rights and equality. But yet, he's the captain of the team. He's making more money than Accrington Stanley. This entire week, it's horseshit. Okay, this hypocrisy and all this stuff has got to stop.
Well, I think that's the best explanation I've heard.
Sorry, I didn't prepare anything for that, but maybe I'll craft something for next week.
You know, I think you're right. It's like just every fuck you, Afghanistan. It's like really
that would be my stance. That's my official stance.
I think the
men
should do that, not the women, if they go and play. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think it would be dangerous for women to do anything in Afghanistan.
they're not going to Afghanistan, but go watch the game and do that in a stadium in a civilized area.
But not in Afghanistan.
No, of course not.
Okay. When you're playing them, though, if they come here and play, then do that.
Okay.
Yeah. And like that. like whip them out.
Yeah, hey, Gareth, you always got to take the extra step.
I think so. I mean, I were a woman in South Africa, and Afghanistan were playing, and I was sitting on the grass at Centurion, and I knew that there were people, Taliban, back in Afghanistan watching on TV.
Women should be.
I would. Free. Whip them out, man.
Free for women. I would. You get like six.
I'm not saying you have to, but I would.
Just come and watch cricket because you're allowed to. As a show of defiance. I don't think anyone should be banned. I think it's petty. I think people who are shit in life should be given the exposure because then we realize how shit they are and then natural order takes place.
Yeah, we should show their stupidity.
Show them up.
Exactly. I'm with you. All right. That's very good. Just one other thing we need to squeeze in here. You need to explain this. I don't know anything about Blake Lively's lawsuit. What is this? All I know is she is married to Ryan Reynolds now. They're very funny on like social media. That's all. I don't know anything else about this.
Okay. I'm going to try keep this short because there's a lot going on. Mm. There was a movie. It's titled It Ends With Us. Blake Lively is in that movie. She's the main or lead actress. And it's produced and also the lead male actor is Justin Baldoni. Mm-hmm. And the movie itself is about domestic violence and sexual abuse.
Afghanistan.
Basically, you know what I mean?
Very trendy, this Afghanistan, huh?
You know? Cool. When it was time to promote the movie, we noticed that the cast, along with Blake Lively, were on their own, doing their own thing, saying, come dressed in florals and come with your girlfriends and watch this movie, and kind of promoted it like a love rom-com movie. And people were like, man, you tone deaf, you know. And she was also promoting her alcohol and her hair and like hairline, and she was just like, people were like, man, you're just tone deaf. Whereas Justin Baldoni, he was like, okay, this movie centers around domestic violence, sharing stories of victims and stuff like that. So that's where it kind of started. Then Jiggy Jiggy, homegirl, hits him with a complaint on there was sexual abuse and sexual harassment in the workplace. And I think it was the New York Times or the Washington Post, they wrote the article. And now he's come out with a $250 million lawsuit on that is lies.
Slander.
Yes, there were screenshots of conversations where basically Blake was like, here it is. He was like, you know, he walked into my changing room when I was pumping and stuff. And then he was like,
what? Well, to feed had to do. Feed the baby.
Sorry, you had to.
Not like pumping.
No, different.
While I was pumping. That's my right.
Got to explain this. Ben doesn't, he hasn't been around anyone pumping for a while.
And she's still breastfeeding her babies.
Sorry, Sipiwe. Very tone deaf of me.
She's on set to ensure that she still has milk for the kids. She has to pump the milk out.
Gotcha.
Yes. So she was claiming that he would walk into her dressing room unannounced when she was doing that. And obviously she mid-pump. She was a bit exposed. And there's text messages basically where she's like, hey, I'm currently pumping, we can go over our lines. So it makes sense why he would walk in, you know. And he was like, cool, see you in 15 minutes.
So she was pump trapping him.
You get what I mean? So there's so many messages that she has shared where like it's out of context, but when you read it,
I'm sort of falling asleep. Blake Lively and this dude are in a movie together.
Yes,
the movie has something to do with domestic violence and abuse.
Yes,
so they're already in that universe. Then they try to virtue signal each other the whole way through it, and try to curry favor with the audience. Well, he does.
Yes,
she is trying to sell shit.
Yeah, she was just like downplaying how serious
she's
it is. Like,
she doesn't care. And then he and she are now embroiled in a lawsuit. She claims he was making inappropriate advances or coming in while she had her tits out.
Yes.
And now he's saying, no, you said I could come in when you had your tits out.
Yes. And the whole reason, and this
why is this anyone else's problem?
Because
celebrities?
Why does he want $250 million?
Because the whole reason, and this is what a lot of people are claiming, is that this is more of a PR lawsuit. Because when she was promoting the movie, people are like, actually, because Blake, you're so tone deaf. Other clips of her were coming out of when she was being mean to people. And she, I mean, she got married on a plantation and people are like, yeah, Vele, we don't like you anymore. So her reputation, and she's a Nepo baby. So people were like finding videos of her saying, oh, when she was in high school, she got into the musical play or something like that because her dad got her.
Also,
in.
He could really do with the money. He, before this, he was Rafael Solano on the CW telenovela Jane the Virgin.
That's but he did a great job. I watched that.
So Jane that's his previous. That's yes, his previous experience. So, he's done nothing. This is his first big movie.
Justin is saying that no, she was a bully throughout this entire thing. There was no sexual harassment or whatsoever, and she's basically using that as a like, yeah, like Me Too movement. And he's like, that's not what took place. Ugh. And people are like, yeah, so it's a big thing. Everyone's talking about it. No one in the cast has said anything, but there's like lawsuits happening left, right, and center. His lawyer is doing interviews on some, we're going to sue her into oblivion, and this is good.
Wow, there is more chance of me playing cricket for Afghanistan than watching this movie.
Yeah, it's a mediocre movie, I can tell you
of
now.
Of course it is. Sounds like almost... This is the kind of thing that Hollywood would make up in PR.
Yes.
That they'd create a fight just so that anyone would go and see the stupid movie.
I also
movie.
Kind of feel sorry for Blake Lively. Her husband's so perfect. He's so funny and so successful. And she tries to do other stuff as well.
Yeah, she's
and everyone gives
a
her
mid-actress.
No, but the thing is, like she is judged so harshly because of Ryan Reynolds and how amazing he is. She really is. So whatever she does, it'll be like, I mean, she in her own rights is
she's a
she
nipple
is.
Baby. She's taken care of. She's great. Okay?
Also great. But I mean, she will be judged to shit. And this is a prime example of that. People are piling on heavy.
This is how far feminism can take it. Okay. All I'm saying.
Well, to come full circle from
the contrast in the Afghanistan story,
to come full circle from how we started the show earlier, she posted something for the first time since this whole Baldoni lawsuit about the LA wildfires. And she said to everyone affected by the fires, then she puts all this stuff out about a document with countless resources updated throughout the day for people in LA to use. So she's obviously trying to help. I don't care who wins this thing. Justin Baldoni, I never heard of this guy before. And Blake Lively, I always have to think, like, which one is she? And then I remember she's married to Ryan Reynolds. And that does get her a free pass, I suppose, with me.
So she was in...
those are the two of them, huh?
Yes.
That's so them. What was the big TV show she was in?
Gossip Girl, I think.
That's it.
And the entire cast unfollowed her, blocked her. They were like, she was mean on set, horrible to work with.
Like Ellen.
A diva, basically. Yeah, we just
well, some people. I took from the tone of your voice right from the start. You were not on her side.
No, I'm not. I can tell you now. I am not.
I'm going to just take Simpu as my proxy opinion on this. I'm not on her side.
Yeah,
either,
I've seen enough clips of her as a person. I think a few years ago she was doing another media tour. And obviously you get interviewed by various people, and she was pregnant at the time, mind you, and had announced that she's pregnant. And the lady was like, congratulations on the bump. And she was just a mean girl and was like, congratulations on your bump. Why? So why would
horrible.
You do that? She's a horrible chick.
Which celebrities have lost their houses? Anna Faris.
Oh, shame.
Melissa Rivers. That's Joan Rivers' daughter. Nepo baby. Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton's lost her house.
Oh.
You should feel ashamed of yourself for immediately laughing. Cameron Matheson, I'm not sure who that is. Billy Crystal, the comedian, he's been living there 40 years with his wife. Their whole house is burnt down. That's horrible, hey?
Sad.
Paris Hilton detailed how she and her husband, who between them share a son, Phoenix, who's 23 months old, and the daughter, London, who's 14 months old, learned that their house had burned through a live news broadcast. She noted it. Is something that no one else should ever have to experience. That's horrible. But, you know, she was probably in one of her other houses.
Yeah, I was going to say, no one was living there then.
Ooh, Matthew Perry's house is in danger of burning down.
Oh, no.
But he's already dead. So,
yeah.
No.
Who else is in the house now? Is it just Matthew Perry's house?
It's there. It's just waiting for, I don't know. One of the other friends
legacy.
To buy it.
No, but
yeah, I mean,
yeah,
unbelievable.
All right, guys, okay. I feel like this
now
is my
know.
Time to go.
All right, Ben, here.
Let me throw this at you.
Clink. Then we'll just use the Harry Potter invisibility cloak. No, put it over you and then just walk out of
just
here.
Walk.
Afghanistan myself.
Okay.
There he goes.
Can you even see where you're going?
No, you can't. He's going to trip and break something. All right, there we go. That's Ben. Have a happy Friday, Ben, and thanks for all the sport. We've got more to talk about, but I want to kind of bring in a magician. There's nothing like that to start the year.
Oh, okay.
And his name is Vian van der Berg. He is the biggest magician on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube in the Southern Hemisphere, Simpiwe.
Oh, he's a big deal.
He is.
Okay.
All right. And he has 9.5 million followers. So I know you as a TikTok star.
You know, I must also start coming here with demands and just saying I want my Skittles separated.
He didn't make any demands. He didn't make any demands at all. But he's one of the most followed magicians in the world. And he's here to talk this morning to us about some of that. So welcome, Vian. Nice to see you.
So much. I didn't even know most of those stats. No, I'm kidding.
You mean you had no idea?
No. I know. I mean, I repeat them to my girlfriend every day.
So yes, that's
just
what
so
keeps
she knows
her,
I'm still worth it.
Keeps
you know?
Her around. Otherwise, she would have left you for a guy who had like 12 million. But you can't
exactly
find him yet.
That happens a lot.
Listen, how did you get into this?
Funny story. Like, I'm actually from a very small town. So
which
not a
one?
Lot. Frankfurt in the Free State.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what else was I supposed
nothing
to do?
Nothing happens there,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, I just saw some magicians on TV and on talk shows. And I was like, okay, you know, let me search some videos on how to do these card tricks and stuff. I was 15 at the time. And
So self-taught?
Yeah, pretty much. But I was just taking like inspo from everyone who I look at.
Uh-huh.
And then I took the tricks to school. Suddenly, everyone stands like a group around me, and I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do now. You know, this is my way of being cool.
I think it is so cool to be able to do something like that when you're young and at school, because it impresses the hell out of everyone else.
Yeah.
They're like, people you don't even know will say, oh, you've got to meet my friend. And you're like, I'm your friend? My friend, Vian, you must see what he can do. And then it makes people laugh. It makes them go, oh. They shit themselves. They're not sure how it happens. They want you to teach them how. Suddenly you're the center of attention and you're just doing something that for you is a skill that you picked up.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it's, I always say it's like my language because it's an instant icebreaker.
Yeah.
So wherever you go, someone's like, hey, I heard you do tricks. Now suddenly the whole conversation just starts.
So you mentioned inspiration, and I suppose there are those very famous magicians that we all know that have been big names for years, but who are the guys that you pay attention to?
Yeah, look, I think the big ones are obviously the ones to look at because I think you want to achieve like that top level.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, exactly like you said, I don't think those are the ones that when you're actually into the whole like thing of it, like I don't think those are the people you necessarily look at. So for me, obviously, you know, David Blaine, Dynamo,
sure.
Those guys, they were paving the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me, it was more like names that people won't really know. I don't know if you know a guy by the name of Justin Flom. He now makes like very cringy Facebook videos. But I mean, he's mastered it.
What are these cringy Facebook videos?
So
why are they cringy?
Because he used to be like full on into magic. So that was all he did. And to me, he was the best in the world. Like I actually got to meet
him.
So
why did he stop that?
I think he realized like there's a lot more money in content. So he's doing his video. I say cringy, but they're actually like really nice.
So he's turned magic into money. That's all. That's a magic trick.
There you go. But I mean, yeah. So those are the guys I looked up to for like inspiration on magic tricks and how to think about it. I would say Justin Flom's a big one. There's another guy called Sean Farquhar who was like the world champion of card magic. So I got like real nerdy
Lord
about
Farquhar.
It. Yeah.
That's an interesting name.
But so yeah, I mean, I got into the specifics of it, but I noticed as well, like if you're not going to put out content, if you're not going to get, you know, yourself to a position where you're relatable with everyone else,
mm-hmm.
where David Blaine is, where Dynamo is, then you're not really going to make it. You're just going to sit in front of a mirror doing card tricks the whole day. So I kind of distanced myself from that and just also like fully jumped into the content with the magic.
Sure. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, all these millions of followers that you have, it's because they like the stuff that you're doing.
Yeah,
so that's great.
I guess so.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But it starts with the card tricks. And then before you know it, you're trying to like unpadlock yourself underwater in a tank. No, you're not going to do that to your poor girlfriend, are you?
No.
She doesn't want to see you like suffocate in some water tank because you can't.
I think she might. On some days, maybe. On some days,
maybe. You might deserve that.
That's horrific.
But yeah.
What kinds of stuff do you do on your channels?
So for me, the main thing is obviously I keep on YouTube. Actually, the main thing is the magic tricks. So people love seeing that. Like we do 15-second videos where it's literally at a Starbucks or McDonald's. So you start the magic trick. There's a girl next to you and she just reacts to the trick. And a lot of the times I give the trick away. People love that because otherwise they think it's just edited anyway.
Sure.
So if I show them how the trick's done, that's the thing.
And people love that because then they think they can do it themselves.
Exactly.
And then they can't because they're crap.
Well, it takes some more practice than the video.
It takes a lot of. You want to see my trick? I can make some period disappear.
I got to see
it
this.
It takes a second or two.
Let's do it.
Say the magic words. Why am I not on screen?
Are
you ready?
Yeah, all right. And magic dust. Oh my goodness.
Look at that. She's disappeared. And so did the mic.
Is this real?
Look, there's no superior anymore.
And you split her in half because the bottom half of her is still. That's
ta-da!
That is incredible.
I can do fucking tricks.
I have no idea how you did that, by the way.
I can do tricks. You see, I'm good at this. Do you think I have a chance?
Well, that's a great trick, by the way. Are you in on this?
She's...
I don't know how you did it.
Listen, I always wanted to know. When they saw the woman in half, that's the next thing we're doing, Simpy.
Oh, hell no, I'm not participating.
Simpy, you know when they saw the woman in half?
Yes.
How does that happen?
You know, I always say like there's different types of magic, obviously, as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the same as with music, I guess is a good way of putting it. Like,
sure.
For me, that is, I obviously know how all those tricks are done. But for me, being there distant on a stage with like all this lights and stuff, I think people always think there's something going on there. So, but yeah, I've revealed similar tricks to that. So,
well, it is a trick.
At the end of the day, it's...
Is it all lights and distance and...
No, I would say it's just, it's a combination of getting people to look where you want them to look and then just hiding something that they're unaware of.
Hmm.
So I always say, like, it's interesting you say that, like, it's... My whole life is basically becoming so good at something that no one even sees what I'm doing.
Now, so, do you use that in your real life? This is the question. It's like when you want to distract a family member, a friend, a girlfriend, you want them to pay attention to something else because let's say they start an argument with you. Are you able to do that successfully?
I wouldn't say successfully, no, but I have tried, like, I think... It becomes easier to hide something. So if I take like something from my girlfriend and I want to hide it, or so let's say it's a gift, it's very easy because you figure that out. So, but that's about it. Like I wish I could tell you guys I figured a way to just literally make money appear. But
say that. That would be useful. I mean, you know, these people who say that they can pull a magic trick and then they win the lottery or they.
Have you ever like figured out the lotto numbers? Just some.
Yeah, exactly. But those are more the mentalists, right? So what is the difference then between the magicians, the mentalists, and the like street tricksters? Yeah.
So for me, I actually do, I would say, all three of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I also like mentalism because I think it's the strongest, like I'm going to say magic, a lot of people wouldn't like if I used
sure.
it, but it's like the strongest form of magic I think you can do because you're basically, it's so good because here in person, you're telling someone what they're thinking of, right? But it's not real, by the way. It's also just trickery. But I mean, for me, I like that in person. For the videos, I like more the visual magic, like changing money or changing lotto tickets into money.
Right.
And then, yeah, I would say the street magic would just basically be that, but literally just in a relatable environment. But yeah, those, you know, Sawing the Lady in Half, that'll be more like your main illusions where, you know, it's a little more theater as well. So for me, you'll notice all my videos, I just dress normal.
Yeah.
I want people to feel like, oh, I can do this too. You know, I want them to feel like this is someone that they just saw in McDonald's who's doing something cool. I don't necessarily want them to look at me.
And how long were you at Hogwarts before you had to do all of these things?
What was the recruitment process like?
do the other magicians get angry with you when you reveal these tricks?
Oh yeah, all the time. I always say, like, it's funny because they also got angry when we started posting videos.
Yeah.
Now everyone's doing it.
Yeah, of course.
So back when COVID started, you know, if you posted a TikTok video of a magic trick, I got so much hate messages, you know, saying, you know, magic's not for videos. It's, you know, you can't do that trick in real life.
Or from like Professor Dumbledore. And
usually it's the guy at the festival who's walking in like some type of, you know, turtle suit, you know, doing a few kids show tricks, but you know, just gonna leave that there.
It's weird that, you know, there is a magic community,
right? Yeah, actually there is. If yeah,
how do you know you're in it?
I guess if you just know enough people there and you know, you're in it yourself. But again, it comes down to, if you get too involved with that, a lot of the times those people never really see like true success in their careers, and that's kind of why I like distanced from that.
You don't want to be doing kids parties, and you know,
yeah, I mean,
you're like 48 years old, and you know, the kids are like, who's that horrible guy? You're like, yeah, he's here to do tricks, but I don't want to go near him. He looks like Jeffrey Epstein. I don't like that.
I know a few, I know a few.
Yeah, and I mean, it's got to be make or break at some point. There are these famous magicians that we were talking about earlier. There are people like you who've gone on to be very, very successful online. And you can probably do, and probably already have done, lots of live shows that people will pay to come to. But it's so much easier to make a great video, and then millions of people can see it. Yes. Can't fit millions of people into an auditorium, right?
Well, yeah. And I mean, that's how, you know, when David Blaine started doing the street magic, like, they hated him, right? Because they also thought, like, you know, a street magician is someone who puts down the table, has their cups and their balls, and they've got this top hat, and they're doing this whole act. When he was going out in a t-shirt doing card tricks, and he didn't even have a presentation. He's just like, look, look, and he does the trick. And I think, you know, that whenever there's something new, now we're in this age of social media, it's like people just don't want this change. But you're starting to see all these other people also realize, like, okay, this is the way to go. Like, everyone I've seen, even guys who were doing corporate here after here, because that's actually how I started.
Okay.
But, you know, they're doing corporate here after here. They're also trying their best to grow in content because they know how important that is.
Is there a certain number of magic tricks that can be done and that's it, or are there new ones being made up and come, you know, people come up with new and original tricks all the time?
It's some of the most clever people you'll ever see. Like, they think of so many new tricks, so many new innovations. They sometimes use technology, so no, there's always like new tricks. I think at the moment I know a few thousand, actually.
Wow.
But I'll be honest, like, if you ask me, hey, do that one, I've got like a list of all the tricks, so I never forget them. But if you ask me, do this one, I'll have to take like 2 minutes to like try to remember how to do it. But like the main 100 or 200, I'll never forget.
The people who watch and listen to this show are such assholes. Slippery Pickle says, Gareth, I've got a magic trick for you. Give me 10,000 rand, I'll make it disappear. Everyone's a comedian.
I think it. I'd love to see that trick.
Yeah, magicians and comedians. Huh? That's what they all think, though. Who else is old enough to remember Martino the magician from the 80s?
You don't know him.
No.
I didn't know of him either until people like asked me that every single day.
so people do know.
Yeah,
this guy.
I think I saw
South Africa's only magician for a long time.
I think so, but I think he was more like the old school like, type of.
Okay. You know. So he probably did sawing ladies in half and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know? I know he did
like
a lot of
the flower that squirts you. Oh, no, that's clowns. So wrong one.
Well, he did a lot of those stuff at, I think, the end of his career, like more the kid style magic. I think that's where I saw him. Like,
so what kind of magic do you really love? Do you still enjoy card tricks, or do you find that a bit boring?
I do like card tricks. I don't know if you guys know the guy, Shin Lim. He won America's Got Talent a few years ago.
Shin Lim Bus Stop Fatang Ole Biscuit Barrel. That one?
But, no? Yeah, I think that might be his full name.
Sister. Yeah. Okay,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe his sister.
Okay, yeah.
But so he went on America's Got Talent and he did just card tricks. And he actually won the show. And that like changed everyone's mind, because I was also like kind of against card tricks. I was doing it for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then I felt like, okay, you know what? It's not that relatable, you know, rather do stuff with just regular items. But he kind of brought card magic back. So I always say, like, I like to do magic with everyday items and cards. Because it's just, I think people kind of expect that. It's like when you're a musician and you take out a guitar, no one thinks that's weird.
No, not
and
at
it's
all.
The same with.
I would love to have a friend who's a magician to come and kind of entertain people sometimes. Wouldn't it be fun?
Imagine you
have all your friends. Do drunk people ask you to do the same trick over and over again?
Oh yeah,
because they're trying to figure it out. Because they try to figure it out, and they're like, this time I'm going to figure it out. But they can never. Drunk people are useless, right? They're also crappy audience.
I think they're the worst audience.
Yeah, because they're not paying attention
next to kids. Because kids will tell you if they see something. Like I might slip something by here, and you might see something. You're not going to say it, right? But a kid like. Yeah, they'll shout. He's
honest.
Got something in your hand. It's the best way to know if a trick is good enough for the real world. So, but yeah, man, look, I think drunk people are obviously horrible to perform for, but they also enjoy it the most. But they don't remember it the next day. So it's kind of pointless.
That's why people become DJs, magicians, musicians,
there you go.
Rappers. Because they know drunk people are an easy audience. I mean, they're dumber than kids. Let's just let's get to. Have you got some stuff here with you to do?
Sure, I've got some stuff here.
Okay, Simpiwe loves this.
All right, let's try something.
Let's do some.
Go ahead. So, do you guys have like a phone on you? I guess you've got your phones on you, right?
Yeah, sure. Right. Use mine.
So, Gareth, I'm gonna send a photo to you. Right, you've got an iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you just put on your AirDrop? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Now, I don't want you to look at this photo just yet.
Okay. Then look at the AirDrop just accept
on.
It.
Just all right. So just tell me which one that is, actually, because I see there's like six.
GC.
There we go. Yeah.
GC. Okay. Can I actually have your phone? I'm just going to pop it here because I'm going to accept it for you. I don't want you see it. It'll kind of ruin the trick. All right. Cool. So we're going to just click
accept.
And it's sending. Oh, you guys got some.
This is not magic, by the way. This is called technology.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
I hate to break it to you. Yeah, this is so exciting for. Like, here we are.
Right.
You know, Vian, I got bad news for you. This shit's been around a while. A lot of people have.
Damn it. There goes my first trick.
People for. It's a bit of a ripoff.
All right, so don't look at the photo yet, right? That's going to be till the end. Yeah. Now, in my notes, I actually have a list of 100. It'll make sense in a second, but basically when you Google like just top 100 celebrities, top 100 groceries, then I just copy and paste into my notes. Okay,
cool.
So I'm gonna actually ask you first to just name a number between 1 and 100.
Should I say that loud?
Go ahead.
So we'll go with 51.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, cool. So I don't know if the camera's on here or so, but if you look into my notes app, if we go to, I said celebrities, you'll see they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and we'll go to 51. I'll hold it like this. I don't know if the camera can see, but
what's 51?
I'll use you as the
Tom Cruise.
And you can see they're all different. If you'll just name a few,
there. We have like Madonna. We have Prince Harry at like 27.
Cool.
And no, there's no way Prince Harry should be way below 100.
And I'll go up so you just can see.
Number one, Michael Jackson. You know.
All right, cool. So you'll see all the way through. They're all different, right?
Yeah, all different.
All right, cool. And then Gareth, I'm going to ask you to name a number between. I'll go out. A number between 1 and 100 as well.
98.
Are you sure? Do you want to change your mind?
No.
All right. Are you happy with the mind you've got?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Someone got the joke back there, but okay. All right. So I'll go to groceries, and I'll just scroll down so you can actually see. What's
98, right?
Yes.
Coca-Cola.
And again, I'll hold like this so you can just see they're all different. If you'll just read a few.
Honey, there's soap.
That's how many calories per sip.
Oh, there's bread on here. Different rice.
All of them different.
So
all
he's
right,
not
cool.
making it up. It's a legit list.
Yeah, cool.
Coca-Cola, and Tom Cruise, what else?
All right. Well, we've never met before, right?
No.
All right. You don't have to sound
never,
so proud about it.
I've never.
Okay.
I've never met you before. This is always exciting when you get to meet a magician
all right.
for the first time.
All right, cool. So just so everyone knows. So I sent you that photo. We didn't set anything up. I want you to go in there. But before you do, we have, I think, Tom Hanks.
Oh, my God. You logged into my bank account and taken all my money. Son of a bitch. I knew I shouldn't have let a magician
take my phone. He's been a bit too long,
taken it all. So can I look at the photo?
Okay. But before you do, we have Coca-Cola and I think Tom Hanks.
Tom Cruise.
All right.
Yes,
go ahead. Go into the photo and show the camera. The photo I sent you.
Wait, what?
Tom Cruise sipping on a Coca-Cola at a... Obviously, a sports match or something. That's pretty wild. But okay, now you can explain how that works because. Coca-Cola is probably one of the most famous brands in the world. I think when people think of groceries, it probably comes up in their top 10 all the time, right? And I think Tom Cruise, it doesn't help that it was number 98. You couldn't have known that. That's pretty amazing. Tom Cruise is probably the most famous actor. I know he was probably the most successful actor of this year, mm-hmm. In terms of how much he gets paid.
Yes.
So it doesn't seem that much of a stretch. You know, if it was Helena Bonham Carter and a packet of, you know.
I think so that's where the number like comes in, like getting you,
how do you
at
get
the right
me
number.
To choose the
let
right
me,
number.
Let me actually show you something. My girlfriend's got a pack of cards there. Okay. I don't know if she could come into this.
Is it all based off what you say beforehand? Or is it like, because I do, I think in my head, in my mind, when I think of it, it's you prompt us with things, you know, beforehand. Because by the time you say pick a number, subconsciously, I'm thinking of the number you chosen. Am I right or wrong?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
But you did have a free choice, essentially.
Okay.
So, cool. So I'll show you guys something with some cards. So these are just it's just
regular
a pack of cards.
Cards.
Yeah. Normal deck of cards, 79 cards. All right. Just kidding. It's a joke. All right. So, Sofia, I'm going to ask you. You can see they're all different.
Yes.
Right, it's not like it's just all the same card.
No, it's all been shuffled.
All right. Cool. So what I want you to do is just pick anyone you want as they go by. All right. You could have had any card. That's very important to remember. Mm-hmm. Okay. Show Gareth. Don't show me. I'll look away. Mm-hmm. All right. Don't say the card and just shuffle it.
Can we show the audience?
You can show the camera. Go ahead.
There we go. You guys can see it.
All right. And just shuffle it into the deck. Like any way you want. Because obviously people think I keep track of where it is.
I'm old school.
There you go. And I have...
Look at that. You're a gambler.
That's well done. That's well
done. Sounds like crazy eight.
All right. Perfect. Most people don't want to shuffle cards. Like they say to me, I don't know how. She's just like, all right. Do you want to take over? Like, please.
Okay. No.
So if you ever need a job, you can be a croupier at the casino like tomorrow.
All right. So we're going to do a little lie detector test. By the way, you could have had any card, right? That's mm-hmm. that's the fact. You shuffled the cards. All right, cool. So I'm going to show you guys a few cards. You know the card.
Yeah.
Okay. So the idea is you just have to lie or tell the truth. I'm supposed to be like the lie detector. Okay. I have to know when you're telling the truth. So I'm going to show you a card every time. And then I'm going to ask you, is this your card? Mm-hmm. And then you just say yes. Okay. That's the only word you use until the game's over. All right.
Okay.
So
even if it's not the card.
Yes.
Okay. Got
is this your card?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's not.
We'll just leave it there.
So... usually people say no then, and then I know like they don't understand the game yet. So I don't know. Maybe that was your card. Who knows? But okay. Is this your card?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to try Gareth as well. You're very good with this.
I'm not saying...
Is this all about having a poker face or something, you know?
A little bit. Okay. So Gareth, just look at me first. All right. So I know like what you actually... Is this her card?
Yes.
That sounded a little... but I might be wrong.
Okay,
he's also very good, so I think I'm gonna try one more time, maybe with you again. Usually it's the last one. Okay. Yeah. I need about four times. Is this your card?
Yes.
Eight. All right. Okay, you sounded very like relaxed, like you didn't need to hide something.
She's a great bullshit artist.
I'm actually gonna say that it was the last one, so you can stop lying now. The game's over. You can tell me the truth. Was it the last one, like the nearest one to you? Yes or no?
No.
Because I'm like putting all my money on that. Is that the one?
No.
Then what was it?
It was Queen of Hearts.
Yeah. Queen of Hearts. Ah, okay. Well, that's why I say it's always the last one. Because if I show you, you'll actually see it's the Queen of Hearts.
No.
But
you put that.
But here's the crazy thing.
Are you allowed into casinos?
Well, here's the crazy thing, right? I was so convinced that it's a queen, right? I just didn't know which one because they're actually all queens. If I turn them over, you'll see that's a queen. If you turn those over, you'll
know,
they're all queens.
Dude, that was very sharp. I didn't see any of that happening.
Like, how?
Wow.
How did you do it?
Can you keep a secret?
We was Kangs and Quangs.
There you go. So yeah, that's more like the card stuff. So for me, that's like the strongest stuff you can
do. What's this card over here? Wait.
Go ahead.
How many packs of cards do you go through?
Actually, now not as many. When I was doing like events, it was quite a lot. Like I would like run through them. I would say like for me, I always said it's like my cigarettes. So like anyone who would buy cigarettes,
sure,
I would buy
You'd
that.
You'd always
that
have packs of cards.
Yes.
And are you allowed in casinos? Because
I am.
Because you're not dealing with the cards.
They don't, right? That's I think why they don't give you the cards. If they did, it would be a different game. So
I mean, you would be able to change things. You'd get 21 every time in blackjack.
It every would be single pretty time. Wild. It would be so easy, actually.
Do you also know how to, what is it called? Card counting.
Yeah, that's a whole different skill, isn't it?
Card counting, like
yeah, you know those people who they have a skill that can figure out how many are left in the pack and what they're likely to be. They can do calculations on the fly, and they can see everyone else's cards, and they can go, okay, well, if there are, you know, two tens out already, the likelihood of another 10 is very, very small. They can calculate this stuff. I mean, it's more of a level of
cheating, I guess.
Well, I suppose it is cheating because those people aren't allowed in casinos.
Mm. Yeah.
It's an ability with numeracy that not everybody has.
Yes, they're just very good at keeping track of it. Like, you know, they'll be able to remember more. Well, I actually have a trick where I had to study. I had to know the order of the whole deck.
Right.
Because you can do like such powerful tricks with that. And it's not that hard. Like you deal like five cards and you try to remember, and then you say to yourself what they are. And if you don't, you just go again. Then you do the next five.
Right.
But I forgot that whole order. Like every few months, I forget it unless I'm continuously practicing it. But I think, you know, when I was performing, that was like obviously my bread and butter. So that was what I was doing all the time. And now like focusing more on the content, like obviously on YouTube, the magic thing is the main thing. So
what's your favorite trick to do because it gets the best reaction?
My favorite trick to do that gets the best reactions. Gee, the thing is, it depends on the setup. So we did something on a news, I think it was on ENCA a few years ago, when my brother was sitting backstage and he was like sending stuff to my phone. But there was such bad signal. We were like convinced it's not going to work. It ended up working, and the trick like paid off massively. But I said to my brother, like, never again. Like, let's play it safe. If we're live, if we're on TV, like, you don't want to be that guy who's like magician messes up on TV, I guess. So, but I always, I say, like, I don't take it seriously. Like, I'm not telling you guys, like, you know, this is like mind powers and I'm able to bend something with my mind. I think that's when it's hilarious when you mess up. Where if I mess up now, it's like you kind of expect it. It's like, okay, it's a trick that didn't work. You know what I mean?
I think it's the most awesome thing to be able to do. It's entertaining. It's fun. It's light. Mm. You make people feel good. Like, I don't see a downside to this. You know, everybody loves it. When, you know, a magician does something that you don't expect, then people laugh. They go, oh, they gasp. It's cool. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I think for me, exactly like you just said, it's this language that you can speak with anyone. And also, it's really helped me build a following.
Mm.
So, I think up until a few months ago, it was the biggest TikTok in the country.
Who's beaten you? Who's surpassed you?
I don't know. I don't know her name. I think my girlfriend knows.
Well, fuck her.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You could always turn her into an asshole. Literally an asshole. Imagine. You could turn her into
I've been trying to make her disappear for months. I still haven't figured out that trick.
We'll figure that out.
I'll just take second, third spot or whatever I've got now. It's probably the way of the world. So.
And technology has also changed this game, right? I mean, now there are things that you can do in magic that are made possible by technology that you couldn't have done 5-10 years ago.
Yes. Yeah, it's actually magic tricks were kind of the stuff I learned in school. It's the same tricks I did for 10 years. Like, I didn't find anything else to be revolutionary. And then until like the last 3 years, people were like bringing tricks out that you can do, you know, with some type of technology built into like, you know, something that I won't say, but yeah.
Well, Vyasin's calling you an Umtagati because you have evil spells and good spells. Now, what is the difference between a magician and a wizard? I mean, they used to be real wizards, right? They were actually a thing back in like ancient England.
Yeah,
but they're not a thing anymore. They're only in fiction books.
Yes. Yeah.
So you don't call yourself a wizard.
No. I would, maybe if it's like a skit for a stage show, I don't know. Okay. But sure, no, I think for me, it's a, I guess a good word. It's like trickster. Not that I've ever called myself that or think that's a thing, but that's a good way of understanding like what I do. I'm literally just deceiving
Have you ever used magic on the Metro Police?
No.
That would be the best place to use it.
I saw a guy
imagine
found a new way to paper a coke.
Well,
Right?
You're saying that we did a video where I was, I mean, if it's like, you know, fully going into a video, yeah, trying to get a viral thing. We did this thing where I was standing against the wall, mm-hmm, with like a beer bottle, and I'm like moving around a little bit, and the police officer comes up and he's like, you can't be drinking here. So I put it in a paper bag and I just make it vanish. And then he just stands there and looks. We also had, I think, I think like 4 years ago, we had like a traffic officer pull us down. And I remember seeing a video of a guy going viral, showing them Rubik's Cube tricks. And I also got out and I showed him a few tricks. I don't know if he wanted to give us a ticket or so and, you know, got out of it that way. I don't really remember. I can't say. But they were like also amazed. Like, it's, okay. Because they don't expect it. You know, yeah, it's just
so
a day.
You can get out of tight situations. I like that. Yeah, that's good.
I guess. I wouldn't recommend it.
Does it irritate you? You were just now, I'm sure, over the holidays, you were with family and friends. Does it irritate you when people go, do that trick? You know, like a comedian has to make everyone laugh. They go, come on, tell them a joke. And you're like, your uncles, some grandma or whatever. They're like, do the joke thing. Do the trick thing.
I hear you.
Does it drive you crazy?
At the start, it didn't, because I thought like, okay, you know, people just want to see a trick. I would ask the same, but it's a very, very good point, because later on I realized like I can't go anywhere without cards. Mm-hmm. And that's why I started doing tricks on the phone and just borrowing someone's ring and doing stuff like that. But yeah, eventually, I mean, you don't want to be rude and say, no, I do love it. You know, I mean, I don't mind doing a magic trick if I'm doing an interview or anything like that. But yeah, it does reach a point where you're just like, okay, can I just enjoy this meal, right? So I always say, like, when someone comes up to ask for a photo, which I enjoy, by the way, I think it's because I don't necessarily have the audience in front of me like a musician or a sports star. So mine is just like a number, and then I see them at the mall. I'm always keen for a photo. Like, I tell people, you can always ask for a photo. But, you know, when someone comes up and they're like, Vian, do a trick.
Oh,
it's like...
That's like dance monkey dance.
Yeah, it's, you know? Like, dude, yeah, like, I'm also, you know, trying to get to, like, photo, please. Like, that's a compliment. If I said no, I'd be rude. But if you're asking me, like, can you get something, entertain me for 10 minutes?
When are you going to release your girlfriend from your spell?
Well, I actually...
blink once if you want to leave.
You said, like...
How long have you guys been together?
It's been 3 years now. So this will be our fourth. Yeah.
And we actually never got bored with his tricks.
Well, she does. She does? Actually, she's...
How long do you practice for, by the way? I mean, because she would live with you, and then she would have to see you like fucking around with cards the whole time, and it would be very boring for her.
Well, she's probably seen him get the things wrong and be like, oh.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Well, look, I think at the start, like, I pretty much learned everything. So I dedicated so much time. I obsessed over it. So now there's not really much practice that goes into it. Okay. It's just like if I perform, like if I showed you this trick now,
for you, it's like riding a bicycle.
I think so, yeah. And, but I actually met her on a TV show we did. So the TV show was called Vian.
Oh.
And she was on the first episode and literally the first scene. So when the camera was rolling, she ran past me and she's like, your shoelace is untied. And I like shake it and then it ties. And that was actually when we met as well. Like she was, we met on the camera. Side.
That's very cool.
So yeah. And then I asked her to be cool. in a TikTok video. Just my way of getting her Instagram, basically. So
right.
Now, that's another thing I did with magic. So it's not like I can, you know, make money or bribe the police, but I guess you can entertain the police or you could just start the conversation with
the
girl.
It's nice to meet you and thank you for entertaining us this morning.
No, thank you guys so much.
Is never going to get over that card trick, but she is going to the casino after this.
Yay, man. I need some tips though.
Just show us again how you shuffle those cards. That was impressive.
That was incredible.
Huh? I mean, I know you
it's
do the tricks.
School.
Just don't watch this. Watch.
That's incredible. That's unbelievable.
Simpiwe, I'm going to hire you for next time we have a poker game.
She should get on a social media account. Oh. Get on TikTok.
Oh, that's very cool. Listen, dude, well done. And congrats on the career you've got so far. And I'm sure it's going to go to all kinds of exciting places.
No, thanks.
I think it's an amazing skill that not a lot of people have. And you obviously are really good at this.
I appreciate it. And you know, it's the same with TikTok. I just say you just have to put in the work. You just have to put out the content. And with time, your views will grow. Everyone starts at zero. So although I've grown this massive audience, you don't necessarily need like a specific magic trick or anything. I think it's something that anyone can do. And
isn't
I think
the internet great? That's the real magic, right? Is that anybody can do the most bizarre thing and you could end up being like a big star and making money out of it and having a career from it. What would you have done if you didn't go into music?
Into magic, yeah.
I mean,
I would have done something in social media. I think social media is the new way of the world. I think everyone wants attention.
You wouldn't have been a lawyer or an accountant.
I don't think so. I was never into like the 9-to-5 type job. But as I got older, like past 25, I kind of started enjoying answering emails. I'll never take like the real job, but I think, you know, always something in social media. I love having, you know, the following. I love, you know, working with brands, and I think everyone kind of wants to get into that in their own niche as well. But yeah, definitely something in social media as well. Yeah.
I love it. Well done.
Cool. No.
Very cool.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you, Sims. And we will see you on Monday at 6 a.m. bright and early. Have an awesome weekend. Cheers, everybody.
Hi. Manners, hou je vinger uit mijn anus. Doe niet zo abnormaal. Doe niet zo animaal. Manners, hou je vinger uit mijn anus. Doe weg die poot. Of je krijgt een stoot.
Oh Nel, ik ben biseksueel, maar ja, ik kan daar niks aan doen.